I like watching fishing on TV. You ever? That'll make you worry about yourself. You ever watch fishing on TV for like 15 minutes and then just go, boy, I better get a life. I'm watching fishing. I'm not even fishing, I'm watching fishing. Too lazy to fish. I'm taping fishing to watch again later. Come on over, I got a fishing tape. No, a new one. And at the end of the fishing show, they roll credits. There are like 90 people involved with the two guys fishing. What are they all doing? And one of the credits is film editor. This poor guy. He's got to watch all the footage. It's not exciting enough to make it into that final show. That's got to be hell. He's got to sit there all day just going, no. No, no. 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 Fast forward. Fast forward. Fast forward. Mm-mm. No. That was just the worm when you put the worm. And I saw this credit at the end of the fishing show. I'm not making this up. Writer. I swear, there's a writer for the fishing show? What's he writing? Ooh, she's a beauty. Typing it out. Zing! Guy's got to worry about his lines. Finally catches a fish. You have a line. Oh, it's a fish and it's a beauty. He's a beauty fish. Fish is beauty. He had a fish and a beauty fish. He's a fish and beauty fish. All right, cut. You okay, man? You need some water? Are you all right? I couldn't do it any better.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
More like radio, less like crap.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Can we do that? Can we like re-listen to like some of the earlier shows one of these days?
We keep saying that, but what's making me not do it is I'm a scared.
You're scared?
I'm a scared.
He's scared.
Yeah, I'm really, I don't know what to, like, look, here you go. This is, here's a fun one. 10-21-09. I'm going to just blind play it and skip through it. Let's see what comes up. Fuck it. Let's see what comes up here.
You know you get the hippo juice.
Oh, wow. First off, can we point out the
commercial break?
Can we point out the audio quality?
Calloused hands will not really work. Good.
No, this is the beginning of the show.
Photoshop. People that could help us. Let's put it
just go in the middle. Just like suck.
I just did.
Let's see.
That could help us find our way out because we sucked.
No.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Oh my god, and I can't do this.
That's
I can't.
Also the time when I realize you should always have a CD
I can't
or a flash
do this.
Of a best of hippo.
I can't do this. I'm sorry.
Bollywood was bad back.
Old Dutch and Royce, where all we do is talk about hippo juice.
Oh, man. Man, isn't our other show good?
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero. Italiano
vero. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce. On morelikeradio.com.
Yay! Last show of 2014, everybody. Hi, it is December 30th, obviously 2014.
You're listening to Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Dutch Van Wagenen, hailing from Colorado, where it is a balmy 2 degrees outside. I am also joined by my co-host, Royce Lopez.
Hello, from Orlando, Florida, where it's like 80.
And Marie Lopez.
Yeah, I'm here too. It's pleasant and warm.
I also have here about Big Booby D. Bergeron.
Hello.
And Sean Waters.
Yo.
Who are in the other Susu studios currently. And we also have the current sexiest man on MLR, producer Ooh. Mitch Heil.
Yay, I'm here too.
Dude, those pictures made me laugh out loud.
Dude, for those of you don't know, box.
Just go to, just to look up morelikeradio.com. Mitch's pictures are all
I'll
over the place.
I'll post them in the chat.
Yeah, he'll post in the chat if you're listening on the podcast. Just
Mitch. We're already planning a New Year's photo.
Oh, Lord. Is Sherry there tonight?
She is not. She's having a sleepover like an adult.
What the fuck do you two do on a weekly basis?
Well, she has sleepovers.
And then you have nude photo shoots.
Well, duh.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or if you want to join in the chat room, if you're listening to the podcast, you haven't listened to us live, you should. We're obviously on every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Hippo Juice Sean, More Like D, and that's it, right?
Did I get everything? I think so. Hey. Sorry, everyone is now distracted by Mitch's naked body with that red box.
That just reminded me there's one photo that I haven't edited yet where I only have the Santa hat, but it's not on my head.
Ooh. You know the most enraging thing about you nude is that soul patch in the center of your chest.
Oh, I wasn't holding I wasn't holding the hat with my hands, by the way.
Ooh.
Was it with your dick?
Your hairy fucking nipples. Oh god, dude.
But it's only around the nipples and then in the middle of the
patient.
No, no.
Dude.
He has Steve Buscemi's exact body hair. Look it up. I swear to God. Look up Steve Buscemi shirtless and you're going to see the same fucking body here.
Like, dude, why don't you trim that shit? Like, does Sherry just like it?
What, my chest? I'm not going to trim that. I like it.
But it's just, it's weird and patchy and awful.
So, it accentuates, like, my nipples, you definitely know where they are now.
Okay. And they're warm, probably.
Because normally they, you wouldn't be able to see them.
Right. Steve but now you do.
So... anyways, what did you guys...
In a catfish way, he's like rubbing his feet together. Oh.
Okay, now I'm obsessed with this. Why is Sherry having a sleepover?
She's at her friend's house for a sleepover.
Well, obviously
the two of them, I believe,
house.
They're painting their nails and they're going to do crafts together.
Do craft and, together?
Yeah, they're doing crafts.
Crack.
I believe they're going to make sugar scrubs and they'll probably braid each other's hair and they'll tell ghost stories.
All
I'm just assuming.
Things.
She didn't tell me what was happening because I didn't ask.
Because you don't care?
Oh, you know what's going on, dude, because she's totally getting gay. We established that 2 weeks ago, right?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
She's getting gay.
She's totally a gay wad, and she knows
so
it,
gay.
And she won't admit it, which is fine, but everyone else knows she's a gay wad. I'm bringing gay wad back, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed.
I love
that. That's my 2015. That's my 2015 New Year's resolution.
I like that. I like calling people buttholes. That's fine.
Butthole's good.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to bring back gay wads and probably a whole bunch of old school insults.
Eighth grade insults.
I like saying you dum-dum.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun. Just calling someone a penis. That's always fun.
I like a doy. No one says a doy anymore. That's got to be brung back. Yeah. Oh, a doy. That was a good one. I like that
Is that a Balky phrase?
No, that's not a Balky phrase. That's a hilarious phrase.
Oh.
My dad used to say a doy to me all the time. It would make me so mad.
Because it's funny.
Shut up, dad.
Because it's super
You're not
funny.
Cool.
It is cool.
Was your dad the kind of guy who tried to be cooler than other dads?
Yeah. Oh, totally, oh, cool. Totally.
My dad
and
just.
He,
sorry.
He was pretty cool, though, for dad. I mean, he smoked pot. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, mine didn't do any of that.
My dad just brought back off the chain, just like right now. He just started using it. He just started using it.
Why does that not surprise me in the least bit?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Mitch. Oh, no, Mitch.
Oh, yes.
Did you have a half a hard-on to keep that up, or did you actually use some, like, tape or something?
No, I had a hard-on.
Oh, come on!
That's why my back is arched like that, because the hat's really heavy.
Oh, Jesus, dude, that caterpillar in the center of your belly.
Guys, stop giggling for a moment and realize that because Mitch's hand is on his hip, you cannot see any butt cheek. He has so little butt cheek.
Yeah, you have no butt.
Yeah, where'd it go? No, really? His butt looks Jerry beautiful. Says I have a nice butt. Photos.
Well, in that angle, it's totally covered up.
It's because he's pushing his, he's like you thrusting.
Clenching, you so. Clenching? Jerry are you clenching?
Nice he's clenching.
The mic's in the way. But Sherry says I have a nice butt.
Mitch, put your pants back on.
Sherry's here.
It's beautiful, Mitch.
Mitch, put your pants back on.
You have a beautiful body.
My pants are mostly on.
Mitch is becoming such a nudist.
In that picture, though, what my favorite part is you like kind of looking over top of the top brim of your eyes. Like you bent down like, yeah, what's up?
Have you ever tried to hold a hat up with your dick? It's not as easy as you would think.
No, yes, I have. I can honestly say I've never done that.
I have.
Things will lay it down.
You've never used your dick like as a hat rack or like a towel rack and stuff? Like
No. I've never really been presented with the opportunity. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I just say
you've never had a hard on in the bathroom and go, ooh, I'm gonna have my dick hold a towel up.
Yeah. Okay, I guess hat rack was the first thing that I thought of, but no.
Towel rack.
Santa hats weigh more than you think.
So what's the snowball at the end?
So
who does it?
So Royce and I don't know how we're going to beat out your Christmas photo next year, but we're already planning on it. We have ideas. I mean, obviously we're not going to go more nude than you went. So
well, right, you just have to go nude in a different way.
Or just do something completely weird because obviously you already did the nude. So I mean,
yeah, it's something done. Weird nude, right?
Okay, you want
because that's
nude.
My go-to now. Is how can I do this naked?
I was going to say, what did you become such an exhibitionist?
It was the, oh, God.
Joe.
That's not even.
Oh, Joe.
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 Why is everyone on MLR just wanting to show their dick and ass to everyone now?
They can't help it.
I wasn't wearing a bra. I'm not weird.
Oh, okay. Because that's the weird part.
I actually haven't ever seen that photo of Joe without the censored part because I know
seen
he
it
used.
Censored.
Yeah, he used it for his CD cover, but I didn't see the uncensored version of him mowing the lawn naked with a bra.
Can I ask a question, Mitch?
No.
Whose idea was it to do the nude Santa pictures? Was it was Jerry
Mitch.
Or you?
It was.
It
Mitch's.
Was yours.
It was mine.
I could have told you that before.
No,
he
you asked
answered.
How did this start. When you asked me how did this all start, it started with the Cumberbatching thing.
Oh, okay.
That's literally where it started. Like I had my, you know. Opening my shirt up and like, wait, I can go so much further with this. I can just be naked.
But the best part about it, because anyone can go naked and it's whatever, but you had a really nice photo. I mean, it was really well done. And that's the enraging part is how well of a photo it is and how proud your face is. You're just like, I nailed this Christmas card.
Now, did you say that Facebook or Instagram took it down or something?
There was a complaint on Facebook for nudity. I believe it was because it was on my profile picture, and I think that's public. So I don't know if it was one of my friends or just some schmuck trolling Facebook, and they saw the picture, well, but they reported it for nudity. And Facebook did not take it down because it does not actually contain nudity because I am wearing a hat.
It's true.
Now,
yeah, that is, yeah.
That may, they may say that's an issue, but the background I made it as soon as I got, saw this picture, the background for the More Like Radio fan page for Facebook is Mitch laying down with the box on him because I want to make sure everyone that goes to MLR knows what we represent, and we represent really weird, hairy, nude guys.
And we support the idiosyncrasies of our hosts.
Not that hairy.
No, but only it's not you're parts. Really hairy.
That's
it's just
the point, dude.
The parts
it's
you have
the
hair.
Yeah, no. That caterpillar growing in the center of your belly and just...
You don't like that?
You know what
you
it looks like?
That's a rockin' treasure trail. That's a rockin' treasure trail.
You know what it looks like, Dutch? You ever see those lawns where like they don't take care of them and there's like patches where nothing grows, but the parts right. that do grow are really
your
over,
body is like a redneck lawn.
Are really overgrown.
I have crabgrass.
Right.
I have crabgrass
chest. You should have a fucking chassis for a Chevy on your fucking stomach, you fucking weird bodied haired idiot.
Hate I was you. Gonna say, dude, you could trim that up. Like it's one thing. Like I got
I know
hair
I could,
like,
but I won't.
I have hair like all the way up, but I keep mine.
Why
like,
does it bother
trim.
You boys?
It's just because it's gross.
It's
I like
gross.
It. Sherry rubs her fingers through it. There's not a whole lot to do it, but she does it.
Oh, no.
It's not gross. Do not be ashamed of body hair. Dutch, just because you're a blonde cherub looking motherfucker does not mean real men who've been in war can't have that little tuft of chest hair.
Hey, you know what, Dutch? This is almost 2015.
Don't bring the war thing into it. That's not fair.
It's almost 2015. There's no need for body shaming.
Yeah, you're right.
We can all get along.
God.
Now, Mitch, I will say, have you ever thought about manscaping? Make some shapes out of
that. That's the same thing I just said.
Nuh-uh. Well, because you could shave a little dick out of that chest hair. So it looks like the chest hair of dick is coming up in your face. Did you think about that?
So Brock Lesnar, but with hair.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
See? You just have to be creative,
that
Dutch.
That sword on him always did look like a dick, didn't it?
Yep.
It's only a dick. It could be nothing but a dick. He could say the only reason nobody ever says it to his face is because he'd fucking kill him.
Because
he's Brock Lesnar. But if Mitch got that, we wouldn't fucking stop saying, "Hey, dick, dick chest." But the problem is, when you can kill somebody with your fucking bare fist, of course no one's gonna point out the fucking cock on your chest. That guy could walk around blowing dudes, and you'd be like, "Sir, have a nice day. It's great to meet you." You're not gonna fucking say anything to him.
So aside from that, those two weirdos taking their nude photos, did you guys do anything fun this weekend?
What did we do this weekend? I don't even remember.
We got a Wii U. We started playing Mario Kart.
Oh, we got a Wii U. Yes, yes. Play Mario Kart all day, son. All day.
Wrong button. I hit Alan instead of all day. Anyways, sorry. What's a Wii U?
It's the next generation of the Wii.
But what's the difference?
It's bigger.
I'm not about to explain an entire video gaming system that's been out for 3 years to you because you don't know what it is.
It's black.
2 hours to kill, and I don't know what this is.
The old box was white, and this box is black.
Well, no, the old one had black.
Thanks,
ones.
Guys.
It's just
I can't breathe.
It's hashtag I can't breathe. Come on.
There's a U at the end of it. I mean, the changes are astronomical, Dutch.
Okay.
It's a next generation system, Dutch. That's all. With the next generation of
Mario
games.
The tablet is what makes it cool.
Yeah. It's a next one generation of the gays system bought with last generation's games.
One
of the gays bought the other gay an Xbox One.
Good.
So.
Fancy.
Yeah,
so
no,
you got
I mean,
Xbox One.
Yeah, we haven't set up yet to do the voice command or anything like that just yet, but we have it. So.
Ooh, gay voice commands?
Oh. Dude, I got my mother for Christmas got me a full out like old school Atari system, complete with like 99 games.
That's not new anymore?
I know that's the point. She knows I'm into because I have a Sega Genesis, I have a Nintendo. I like playing those old ones every once in a while. And she just saw old school Atari system. Was like, I got to get that for Joel for Christmas.
He's a video game.
Toad's hipster.
He's a video game.
Oh, and my sister got me a Randall Cunningham jersey. So excited.
Oh, yeah. I saw that jersey. As well as you dancing like a gay boy with
your
brothers.
Can you explain all those fucking dancing videos?
Those videos are awesome. Dude.
Yeah, well, no, we were, it was, okay, so every Christmas Eve, there's my sister-in-law, Rosie, is Bulgarian, and they have, this tradition in Bulgaria that every Christmas Eve,
they eat
meatless dinner, you're not allowed to clean up
meatless
afterwards.
Before we get to the dancing, fuck that shit, meatless dinner, why? What does it do?
Because baby Jesus said so.
Baby Jesus, go fuck himself, I'm gonna eat a steak.
Orthodox Bulgarians have their
Orthodox Bulgarians is the name of my indie pop band. You do not ever take that from me, okay?
Well, I'm not saying I'm just telling you what the religion she is. You might want to take it up with the church.
They're playing at Coachella this week.
So that whole thing.
I don't know what dentist Bulgarians have to do with anything.
Okay, come on. That's orthodontist Bulgarian. Those are orthodontists. Orthodox.
Oh, no wonder all those Bulgarians don't know what to do with my braces.
Maria, you walking up to Bulgarians and asking them to fix your teeth?
Yeah.
Well, there's your problem right there.
Oh.
How many Bulgarians do you see?
In their culture, that means you marry them. When you present your mouth to them, that means you marry them.
That explains why I have so many more Christmas gifts.
And many goats. Sorry, Dutch. Go ahead.
So my brother Aaron and my brother Caleb are obsessed with that Dispatch I don't know if it's a DJ or a group or whatever, like those ones that play that Latch song, that whole.
No.
Now I've got you in my space. I'm sure you've heard that song.
Nope.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. We'll look it up.
No. You will explain to me this band and this song and exactly what
it
means.
Do not just blow through the story.
Well, basically, they were playing that on the new stereo system that my brother's buddy got his wife or whatever. Anyways, they were playing that. We were all pretty lit up at that time. And so whenever the four of us, my brothers, Chris, Caleb, and Aaron get together, we get weird.
Dance?
So,
dance a lot?
Oh, I've heard this song before. Dutch just did a really bad job of singing it.
Are you playing it?
I'm playing.
Yeah, in my head. You can't hear it, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Turn it up. Play,
turn it up. I can't hear it.
It's the one that's like, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Just skip forward to the chorus. They'll know when they hear it.
Oh, yeah. I've totally heard this. Dutch, you did a terrible job singing that
song.
Yeah,
it was really bad.
You're bad, bro. Everybody
was a good singer.
Not even close.
I'm a radio show host. I'm not a singer.
I wouldn't call you either.
Hey.
What?
So you guys were just gay dancing in the middle of your Bulgarian street fest?
Yeah, I don't know if it was this song, but it was a song by this group.
It's Disclosure, not Dispatch.
Oh, did I say Dispatch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this song. It sucks. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I don't like it. But it's kind of like how I like One Direction. Meow. Like, they like this group the same way.
By the way, Dutch, if when you're done with your story, let me know so I can pull up the One Direction video I put on your wall today.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, go ahead and pull that up. But yes, anyways.
Because I figured you would enjoy that.
So we just were all pretty hammered and just hanging out at my brother's house. And yeah, like I said, whenever the four of us get together, we get
Did weird. You guys do any family feats of strength?
No. Occasionally, we all wrestle. And then we like, they were like, that hurts. Like, why are we still trying to do this? We're all like, you know, in our late 20s at this point or early 30s. Like, it's like, I'd be like wrestling with my brother Aaron. It's like, dude, we're old and out of shape. We can't be doing this anymore. My back hurts. So, and you know, everybody goes super hard for the first like 30 seconds.
Young go-hards?
Yeah, we just pull our dicks out. It's awesome.
It's not really what the young go-hards are wearing right now. You know, the go-hards are wearing. I can't wear this if I'm going to run with the go-hards.
So speaking of One Direction, I actually saw this before you sent it to me there, Royce.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Are you going to play
it? Okay, I got it right now. I'm pulling it up right now. Sorry, because, you know, BuzzFeed has to tell the story. They can't just post a YouTube video because, you know, they got to make it about them.
You got to scroll down and then
they have to make it about them. They have to make it about them. It's about them.
Look at this picture. Look at this picture. Look at this picture.
And here's some native advertising.
And here's the video. And then here's gifts from the video.
I closed it already.
And remember the 90s. Do you remember the 90s? Yes, BuzzFeed. We know the 90s happened.
Do not be distracted by all the pictures on the side panel.
All right. These videos are basically kids, little girls who got One Direction tickets for Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Are you going to play the greatest one last or first?
I'm going to play the first one first.
Sounds like she's found her dead mother.
Oh, I hope she did.
Does she know she's not meeting them?
I hate your voice.
Does she know she's just gonna watch them one out of millions in a crowd?
Dutch, can I get this?
She doesn't get to fuck them. She doesn't get to-
What do you want?
Can I get this whole thing as a drop? Just
oh yeah,
screaming?
Definitely do. When I heard it earlier this morning, I was like, I definitely get it.
No one should love anything that much. Like nothing.
Yes! Oh yes!
Okay. This next one, I don't know if she's screwed. Well, let's just play it.
Okay.
Fuck it. One Direction. Like
these are Hispanics.
What's up with that haircut? Okay. First off. Someone explain to me that haircut. Did that kid just collect all seven Chaos Emeralds and become a supersonic?
I was reading.
Because that's the only explanation for that fucking hairdo.
Putting that video in this story was like, okay, it just doesn't fit with the rest of them.
Supersonic.
Yeah, fucking supersonic haircut, motherfucker.
Say bye. It's the last video as I have no memory left.
She looks
what?
Like the bad
Wow. Well, first off, forget the One Direction tickets. What is this family doing? One guy dressed in a SpongeBob onesie. The other guy looks like he got his hair cut by a runaway lawnmower. They're fucking screaming at each other. I'm running out of memory. Carlos Mencia's Christmas.
The last video.
They're just being their normal selves.
That one doesn't have sound. This one. Okay, the next one. One Direction on the road again. Christmas surprise, apparently. What that means.
Oh, there's one more. Okay.
Okay. I know we always bring this up, but why can't you turn the phone sideways? Because it's so easy. It's so easy to film correctly.
But it's in my hand, and I'm aiming it at stuff.
Hang on.
Why are you guys running?
Open. That's terrible.
I'm going to cry.
I forgot
about
that.
Sure.
How do you know?
Sure.
We all know what it is.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
What
is it?
Are you crying?
She starts bawling.
Are One Direction tickets difficult to obtain?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Do you get an orgasm for entering the building?
Yes.
Yes.
One of the prerequisites. Okay, those were all the good ones. I mean, the other ones, some of them have sounds.
That's one thing I'll never understand. Like during the whole like Beatles thing, like girls who just love something that much that they can't
or Michael Jackson,
they just start screaming. Yeah, Michael Jackson, One Direction. They just sit there and scream. It's like I don't understand what
shit.
Because I can't think of anything where I would just sit there and do that.
Right?
Have you smelled?
Really?
Have you smelled their new fragrance?
Really, Dutch?
I have not. Maybe because if I smelled it.
Your present's a little late in the mail.
It smells like Five Young Arab Boys.
But I'll tell you, I got you 2 One Direction tickets that are coming your way, Dutch.
What,
congratulations!
Yes!
Sweet miss.
I mean, I don't think I'd ever be able to get tickets. I would go just for the story.
I would sell those goddamn tickets because they're worth like this much. I'd be selling them.
She's not orgasming. She should not be making that noise.
Selling them. I would, if I had One Direction tickets, I would just pretend scalp them to little girls, make them cry, and then walk away still holding them.
How are pedophiles not buying all the tickets right away?
If I'm a pedophile, like $120.
It doesn't matter.
No, dude, they're going for $500.
If I am a wealthy pedophile,
I am looking at tickets for One Direction On the Road Again Tour 2015 at TCF Bank Stadium in Minneapolis on July 26th. The most expensive seats are like $120.
$120? That's nothing.
Wealthy Pedophile Quarterly is a magazine you can subscribe to if you are a wealthy pedophile.
Yeah, Wealthy Pedophile Quarterly. If I'm a wealthy pedophile, let's say I'm like Gary Glitter or like, you know, Pete Townsend who's doing research, and I want to get kids, I'm going to go spend all my money on these One Direction tickets. It's an infinite supply.
That's true.
Of kids.
Dutch and Royce helping you molest kids since 2014.
Hey, don't do our slug lines.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, I can't get an iPod. I can't get enough
question.
Of it.
I can't think of anything. Question. Like, okay, Marie and D, like when you were little kids, like what were you obsessed with when you were little?
Dick.
Collecting Donnie rocks.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Ooh, JTT.
Oh my God, that's so cute. JTT.
That's right. I was Leonardo DiCaprio, Titanic.
You were a decap chick?
He needs a fucking Oscar, man.
I know he doesn't. He does not need an Oscar. He's a good actor, but I don't think he needs an Oscar.
He needs one.
No.
I think he needs one.
Really? For what movie?
We were just talking the other day.
Oh. Sorry, go ahead, D.
If we would let Johnny Depp pedo molest us when we were younger. And I was like, yeah, I totally would have. Like, even though he was probably in his 30s when I was.
Right.
You know, no, wait, he was that old.
Wait, now which movie, though?
Not current like, Johnny Depp, right?
Crybaby.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. No, I wasn't into him in that. I was like, Crybaby Johnny Depp.
Because current Johnny Depp is a weirdo. Like, I don't know if, you know, I mean, I get
he's getting odder, yeah.
I get you.
Keith now just because.
I get you would for the story. I get it. But it's not for the same reason as like, oh, my God. Because he really, if we're honest,
story?
He hasn't aged well.
In this hypothetical situation, Dee's a child. What story
oh
is she telling?
Oh, my God. Speaking of stories, you saw Helena Bonham Carter just got divorced from Tim Burton?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Just like a week ago.
Why, did he stop putting her in his movies?
No, but now he doesn't know how to make movies. What female lead is he going to use?
He's just going to find...
He better get a talented wife or he's fucked.
He's just going to put Steve
Who
Buscemi in a curly black-haired wig.
Cares?
I care, Dutch.
Like, seriously? No.
No what?
You don't care?
Fuck Burton. Fuck Helena Bonham Carter.
I just thought it was a good story because they've been together for 500 years.
Oh, they're vampires?
Well, look at Tim Burton. Do you doubt it?
No. Oh,
he probably feeds on. Yeah, man. That hair is vampire hair. That's not hair a normal person has.
I don't know. I still can't get over that dumb little girl screaming.
If you held up two One Direction tickets in an elementary school, would you die?
No.
Would you be mobbed to death by children?
That's how Sean. That's the only way Sean knows how to go.
You know what I'm thinking? I was trying to think of like a comparison between like little girls who just don't know how to control their emotion over that, or full grown men at Slayer concerts. I think it's kind of the equivalent, because I went to one once years ago, and it's just a lot of just dudes running around screaming Slayer like the entire time. Jim Brewer tells the funniest story in his most recent stand-up special about how he went to a Slayer show and just how it's just like a sea of Slayer fans jumping over seats to get there. And I was laughing my ass off when I saw that special, because I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what happened when I saw him. Oh my God. Yeah, because I saw him at Ozfest years ago, and it was
no adult can have the same energy and stamina as a preteen girl.
I don't know. Slayer fans are right up there.
No, they have to be like 30 and tired like you are wrestling your brothers.
Yeah.
With erections.
Yep.
I don't know.
One erection.
Spider McGee says Tim Burton should marry Margaret Cho to make some real movies. I'm with that.
What was the most recent movie he just put out?
Tim Burton? I don't remember.
For some reason, I remember hearing that it got smashed by the critics, but I don't remember. It was like the one like the last year or so.
I'm not a Hot Topic employee, so I don't keep up on Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, well.
Would you rather...
Was it starring Helena Bonham Carter?
Well, okay, that's every movie.
There you go. So Royce and I were having a discussion...
Would that have been Alice in Wonderland then?
Royce and were.
Royce and Woods. So I was right. We're having a discussion about, or going back to Leonardo DiCaprio. Would
Leo win in a fist fight against Abraham Lincoln?
No, it was, the question was like, why doesn't he have an Oscar? And then you said, well, he gets to fuck all these hot chicks.
Right.
But if he had an Oscar, he could also win the, like, would you want the Oscar or would you
no,
want to
of course
to,
you want
the
Oscar.
Hot chicks?
No, you want both. And of course, Leo could fuck hot chicks with or without Oscars. My whole point is when he banged those 20 chicks in that thing was just because him being sad and he was trying to fuck the not having an Oscar away.
Right.
That's my theory.
You want the Oscar, definitely.
Right.
You definitely want the Oscar.
Yeah.
Because the way I was seeing it, if you have the Oscar.
Bitches come and go. Oscars are forever.
Exactly. No one can take your Oscar away. It wasn't like, oh, he was on steroids. I found out 2 years later. Let me take that Olympic medal away from you. No, it's an Oscar. No one takes that shit away.
Wasn't he? How many movies has he been nominated for? It was Inception, right?
Everyone,
and then The Departed.
Keep in mind, while we go through all this list, other people that have won Oscars: Nicolas Cage and 3-6 Mafia. Go on.
Okay. You know what?
No, but it's all true. That is 100%
true. 3-6 Mafia? What are they winning for?
For a best sound, best soundtrack for a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What movie? Do you remember?
I don't remember. It was one
you
of those.
Remember that?
I just know that they won it. And I always use it as a comparison as to people that have won it and Leo hasn't. Mm-hmm. And there's a long list.
Nick Cage has won?
Yeah.
Yep.
For the Las Vegas movie. Leaving Las Vegas, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, and then,
he's been nominated 4 times.
Cuba Gooding Jr. has one.
Exactly. Leonardo DiCaprio.
And he made Snow Dogs.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
The Aviator. Blood Diamond, apparently.
Yeah.
And The Wolf of Wall Street.
Blood Diamond was amazing.
Not for Departed?
No.
Yeah, how was he not? Oh, yeah, and that was supporting.
Oh, okay, so he was nominated for that.
It's just incredibly unfortunate. Now,
no, he wasn't.
Going back to our discussion from last week about where Matthew McConaughey had the flip around, I actually did end up watching Mud on Netflix over the weekend. You know, in my research of when Matthew McConaughey got good.
Mm-hmm. We just heard watching Matthew McConaughey movies and drinking wine.
No, I only watched one.
Oh, by the way, one of my friends who listened to the show last week said that it was Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, a couple people said the same thing to me off air too, Dutch. After that,
I'm not going to take credit for this. The Shy Kids coined this term. I don't know if they coined it, but they said it. But I was listening to them, and they called it the McConaissance.
The McConaissance. I like it.
McConaissance. That's amazing.
It's really funny.
That's exactly what happened.
Keep in mind, another actress.
Way to go, Shy Kids. That's funny.
Another actress with an Oscar that Leo doesn't have is Renee Zellweger, also has an Oscar. 2003 Best Supporting Actress.
And she got weird looking.
Yeah. What happened to her face?
So
like
strange.
Her face.
So strange. No one knows. It's such a mystery.
Does Tom Cruise have one?
I think it was for Jerry Maguire,
Jerry
right?
Jerry Maguire?
Right, yeah. I know Koopa won for Jerry Maguire. I don't know if Tom Cruise also did.
I don't know.
Another actress.
Leo's.
Go ahead.
Won 8 MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, yeah. Then for, who needs an Oscar? Yeah. Oh, by the way, another notable winner, Whoopi Goldberg has an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Leo does not.
For Ghost? Or Sister Act?
Best Supporting Act.
Sister
Ghost.
Act 2.
It was Ghost.
Okay. Oh, good Ghost, call, Dutch. Really?
Good call. She was okay in Ghost. I wouldn't say she needed an Oscar.
I wouldn't even say that movie had anything Oscar worthy about it, other than,
I mean,
you know,
aren't everybody kind of considering
Tom Cruise was Vanilla Sky.
Keep in mind, the Dean from Community has an Oscar for a short film that he did, and Leonardo DiCaprio does
that
not.
That guy's amazing.
But yeah,
dude, aren't people kind of looking at the Academy Awards like they are the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, losers are. Losers look at it that way. People aren't in it and don't win it, of course they're going to look at it that way. Kiss
well,
hates
I,
the
I
Rock and Roll
the
Hall of Fame.
General public. It's kind of one of those things where you're like, all right, you know what? Like, fuck you already.
Not true, because everybody still watches those fucking Oscar movies as soon as they announce them. They look at the Netflix things. People immediately go to watch them. So, no. I mean, I think that it holds a value. I don't think people still watch. I agree with you, Dutch. I don't think people sit there and watch the shows anymore. But I still
just
want to
see the list afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think people do care about
people
the list.
People want to know what movies they don't have to see and what movies they do need to see.
Yeah, at this point with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, nobody really gives any credibility to it anymore. So,
yep.
Mm.
By the way, Spider McGee is disagreeing with you, D. He says Tom Cruise has never won.
Maybe. There's no way to know.
No, we said
I
he
thought
might
you
have.
Said Vanilla Sky. No. Or was that?
I did.
He won something.
Was that you?
Yeah.
Somebody said it. I don't remember.
I don't know. Maybe it was a Tropic Thunder. No one knows.
He should have won it before for that
oh,
one.
Oh, he has three really nominations, but no wins.
Right.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah. He's Tom.
He's 4th of July. Ah. Nominated for Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia.
He's gotten weird now, so he's probably not going to win one.
Or he'll win more.
No, he won't. He didn't get good weird.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He got Tropic Thunder in the height of his weirdness.
Yeah, he didn't get Daniel Day-Lewis weird. Yeah. He didn't get Daniel Day-Lewis weird. He got crazy religious weird, which
is
two different
things. Getting Daniel Day-Lewis weird is like the best kind of weird to get.
Because the Academy loves that kind of weird.
Oh, that guy could fucking read a phone book and he'll win an Academy Award or at least get nominated.
I'd probably
no, seriously.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Or at least accused of hacking off Andy Kaufman.
Did you see him in Lincoln? He was super good.
You watch that?
You really was.
Movie?
Yeah. Not only
was
did
good?
I watch it, I didn't realize until like halfway through because I didn't see any trailers. I was just dragged to it by my family. I'm like, is that fucking Daniel Day-Lewis? Like, I didn't even realize for half the movie.
What I don't understand is because I was watching the movie the other day. Why was he killing vampires and stuff? Like, I didn't get that. It didn't seem like historically accurate.
Not the same movie.
Oh, I was going to say because that was badass of Daniel Day-Lewis to be fucking killing vampires. It's not the same though?
Nope.
Fuck.
No.
This one sounds way more boring.
Do people put more credence in the Emmys? Because it seems like they get it kind of right from year to year.
No, they don't.
No?
No, Emmys have no...
Aside from the huge snub from The Wire, aside from that, it seems like they generally get it pretty... Like, they got Peter Dinklage for Game of Thrones, you know, and I don't know. Modern Family consistently wins because that's a consistently funny show. I don't know.
Well, I mean, there's Emmy nomination snub. I was looking up snubs, shows that should have been nominated in.
Like and the most obvious ones.
Sons of Anarchy is one of them that should have been nominated.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't nominated. I'm just naming shows that people say should have been. And just a list of people. The Blacklist, that's another one. I think Shane Spader should fuck it.
Whoa, the African American
list. Sorry, you're
list.
Right. You're right. I apologize. She would for that. It's a really good show. Adam Scott in Parks and Rec. They say he should win Best Comedy Actor.
He's good.
Yeah, that was a weird character they threw in the middle of that. Do you guys watch the show?
Which one? Parks and Rec. Yeah.
Just to throw his character in like out of nowhere,
right?
And for whatever reason,
in the second season.
Like,
yeah. Right.
Yeah. They really picked having him and Rob Lowe join really picked up that show.
Yeah.
I was talking
you said Adam Scott. I'm sorry. I was thinking of the gay guy.
No, Adam Scott. No, the gay guy. He was on the New Girl.
Oh, that gay guy's hilarious.
He was on New Girl this week, last week, too.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it yet.
I was talking about this off air, but I'll bring it up just because it's kind of relevant now. I've been watching the new season of American Horror Story, and this season, Freak Show, like, there were two episodes that just had me crying with some of the monologues last night because I'm a wuss. And I honestly think it's going to get... Yeah, sometimes.
No, rarely. It's very rare. Sometimes. That's why he was an asker. I go, you're crying three different times tonight? There's something wrong with
you. Dude, the acting in there is phenomenal, but it's starting to blow my mind because from seasons 1 through 3, you thought that each season... Thank you. You thought each season was completely disjointed from the next. Like, season 1 is totally different than season 2, which is totally different than season 3. Just separate stories. That's how they were doing it. Now that we're in season 4, they just tied a character in season 4 back to a character in season 2.
Here's another one, Sean, that you...
And apparently, Royce said that they... he found an article saying that the writer or the creator or something says that they're all intertwined somehow.
Yeah, they're going to connect all the seasons where it's the same cat. Yeah, so it's actually pretty... And they actually do. If you're this season, they start connecting them. Also,
that's smart.
Sean...
That's smart because they try to make it seem... The whole selling point for the show in the first couple of seasons was... These are all standalone seasons, just with the same actors.
But they connected in a really smart way.
Yeah,
smart.
But the thing
takes
is,
the pressure off of it.
Yep.
I don't even know how they're going to connect season 1 and season 3 into 2 and 4.
I bet you they will.
I'm sure they will, but I don't know how.
Sean, here's another one that they said got snubbed for outstanding stunt coordinator. They say Arrow should have been nominated. I agree.
They should have. The
holy
the hand,
hell.
Hand. We watch. I watched.
Isn't it crazy?
With D.
Oh my God! When he was doing those lifts up that thing,
oh,
I was like,
the
I
salmon
watch
ladder,
this and only this forever.
The salmon ladder, yeah, it's a good that show, right?
He's doing fucking crunches from the ceiling, hanging suspended from the ceiling, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I was like, is he like on a wire or something? Because he leaps like a deer, like he's just leaping across the screen. It was making me giggle.
No, but that's the thing is that he does those stunts because he posts the videos of him doing the workouts and the trainings for him online. Like,
Sean's
you'll see
obsessed.
Him doing parkour all over the place, and it's really impressive.
Also TJ Miller from Silicon Valley, they say, should have won Best Supporting in Comedy, and he wasn't nominated for Silicon Valley.
He's a douche that we don't like, right?
TJ Miller?
Yeah.
No, I don't mind him.
Him and Mersh have like an issue years ago or something?
No, that wasn't TJ
Miller. Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was my buddy Derek Vanna.
Maybe, but it wasn't Mersh.
I had a bad issue with him, and I've hated that guy for years.
You don't even remember what it was, and you hate him now for years?
I hate him.
That's really weird.
He's really got the gay weird. Voice.
I get. He was the guy that holding the camera in Cloverfield. That's what TJ Miller was.
But he's still. I saw him. I don't know. I never liked the guy.
I know because he just. He's not you. I get it.
No, I like a lot of people who aren't me. I like you.
Yeah, because I compliment you once in a while.
No, you've never.
Oh,
compliment
you
me.
Guys are getting sweet with each other.
No, you're so mean to me all the time.
Oh my God, are you guys gonna kiss?
Yeah,
you guys make out and get married already.
Yeah,
oh,
Dutch,
send each other some
dishes. I got you. I got you. One Direction tickets.
Oh my God! That's not a real emotion.
Yeah, no, that's you.
Have you heard this band? That's real emotion coming from somebody. Because this speaks to your soul, Marie.
She apparently thinks that all five boys in One Direction are singing to her specifically.
Mm-hmm.
They're so hot.
Mm. All five
so
boyfriends.
Hot right now. Can I get to something before we...
No!
We get to the break, because obviously after the break we have the year-end botch list pile thing. We generally try not to play other radio shows on this show, but there's nothing better than a good epic meltdown on the air with between radio guys. Uh-oh. And you got, you know, Royce, Marie, you know, we've been doing this for a long, long time. I love this shit. So there's this show called The Sports Junkies in DC. They're on WJFK. They're a sports radio show. And there's four dudes on the show. And one of the guys, his name's Jason Bishop. He's like a degenerate gambler, apparently. And on the side, he's like a sports or college football handicapper. for like, you know, sports betting and things like that.
He cripples college sport athletes?
Yeah, he hits them with bats and breaks their legs. That's a job. That's a real job.
Why would you bring that up, Dutch?
It's a phrase. It's a real job.
He handicaps them. Sometimes he hits them with his car.
Why would you pay anyone for that?
Apparently on the side, he does like his, like, he has his own little side business of like, you know, sports handicapping, where he has like his own podcast and like, you know, he gives out his picks and that kind of stuff. Apparently he had a really bad year so far this year, and then this happened. So, actually, hold on a second. There's video that goes with it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like videos.
Is someone going to get hit?
Here we go. I'll screen share. Bambalam, thank you, ma'am. Do you see that?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, here you go.
Hey, it's impossible to fade yourself, though. You know this.
Ride
because
the fade.
I
got no luck. I lost two games by half a point.
I know.
And the other quarterback didn't play when I thought he was going to play.
But it's impossible to fade yourself.
LSU's up 13-10. The kicker kicks it out of bounds. 50 seconds left. Unbelievable. God damn, I can't win the game.
But you're up in your bank account.
I'm sure Gam was good for
you. I want to win on the podcast.
Mind you, you guys are on terrestrial radio, so you can't curse.
Would you trade $1,000?
You kept winning the entire game against Western Kentucky. The entire game.
He's standing up a lot.
Yeah.
Well, sounds mad.
Is he on coke?
Unbelievable.
He clearly didn't get One Direction tickets.
No.
You don't know you're beautiful.
I can't control the incompetence of these kids. Kickers, college kickers suck. All of them. Every single college kicker, including your dumbass kid over at Maryland, he sucks too.
Oh, my God.
Let's get him.
They should take kickers out of college football. Take them out.
All of them. Let's kill them.
Kill them.
Take the last part of your foot that touches the ball out of the game.
Murder them.
No, the thing is, this guy has lost like thousands of dollars on sports betting. So he finally had it and just exploded on the air.
He's going to murder athletes.
I hate them all, Pete, on sports. I hate them all. They all suck. Kickers suck in college. They don't deserve scholarships.
You're allowed to say so.
In fact, they should have to pay double to play on the team.
Dang, you are angry.
Your $1,000 you're up this week for a winning record on the podcast.
Yes. Ridiculous.
The good rant.
You should see how many games this year on the podcast I've been bung effed. I can count probably that? 10.
What is bung effed?
He's on terrestrial radio, so he has to censor himself.
Penis went in his butthole.
Butt fucked. He has to say bung effed. Because mind you, this is on like a major market morning radio show. So
sports yelling.
You know, this is simmering.
What?
Sports yelling.
Why doesn't he call into more like radio?
This is every. This is. I mean, I know what you. I get it.
No, this is sports yelling. This is a guy who's getting fucked in gambling yelling.
Yeah,
that's what's funny about it.
I know this is pretty much every local sports station. At least down here in South Florida, most of the sports dudes did the same thing where they would also do the handicaps or run sports betting sites. Like, for example, good example of that is, I'm sure you remember, you know, Hank Goldberg on ESPN.
He's
the fucking worst.
He does all the sports. He also did the same thing. He was a sports betting and he did the show. And most of them, that's how they make their real money. They don't make their money doing this.
Right. So this is what basically happened to this guy, where he just fucking
really like Under Armour.
Oh, yeah. But here you go.
You know, last few weeks, I know. You knew that was happening.
Here's the problem, though. I know
too much about college football to be 9-23.
It's almost unrecoverable. You're digging a huge hole.
I don't care. I'll just fade myself.
But here's the thing.
If I'm going to have that kind of luck, I'll fade myself and I'll pay my mortgage next month.
You better call Miss Utility for that hole you're digging.
Here's the thing about fading yourself. As you know, you can kind of outsmart yourself on it. Like, because you know in the back of your mind you're going to fade.
I watch these games and I just can't believe what I'm watching. I can't believe it.
What's fading me?
The only way to truly fade yourself, you just have to go with your...
Oh, like, D, that's when you cut the hair short at the base of the head?
Fading means not taking as many games and getting your number up higher so you pick more games than you lose.
He's legitimately blaming all of college football instead of that he's a shitty fucking picker. Because that's what he's doing.
It's like when you're doing slots and instead of doing all of them, you just do three.
It's funny you bring that up, Royce. He actually explains it in a second here.
Winner, and then truly bet against it.
Right. LSU,
who can do that?
LSU was a great pick. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the final score says. It was a great pick.
No, it wasn't. No, stop. Yeah. You know what makes a great pick?
Exactly.
You fucking, obviously, pause for fucking second, asshole.
Listen, dude.
pause. I'm trying to do our show. I don't want to just play their show. You know what makes a fucking great pick? A fucking great pick is when you're right. I hate people that lose because this is the exact guy. If you're in a fantasy football league, every fantasy football league has a guy like this. At least one. A guy who, when he loses, says it's collusion, it's somebody else's fault.
By the way, can I get a congratulations from you?
Why?
That I won second in the this year's league. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, good for you. Congratulations. Yep. My entire team fucking died, so it's fine.
Yeah, you came in, what is it, last?
Last. Dead last.
Dead last? Okay.
Dead last.
All right. All right.
The final score says it was a great pick.
I have as many wins as Adrian Peterson played games.
That's exactly what I thought it would be. Low scoring, tight game in the fourth quarter, probably decided by a field goal. And it should have been!
Keep betting against Saban.
13-10 with 50 seconds left. Are you effing kidding me? Dominated Blake Sims like all freaking game. Let him go right down the field.
Let's all go hug him.
F these players.
Love the bad hatter.
Okay, I'm fine.
All right, that's it.
Maybe he needs a Christmas present or something.
I love a good meltdown on the air, especially with sports guys.
That didn't seem like a real meltdown.
He needs One Direction tickets.
I don't
know. Oh, no, that was... I listened to this show from time to time because I listened to him when I was living out in D.C. when I first met you guys. That was legitimate. He was like... He's the most calm guy on that show. Like, when everybody else starts screaming about stats or whatever, he never yells. And then for him to do that was hilarious for me anyways. So...
Hmm. Seemed like just normal guy yelling.
Would it be like if Mitch started yelling at us right now? Like... Basically, yeah.
It'd be like him getting up and screaming about losing his shirt in sports betting.
I see.
I won two games this year in fantasy football. I did pretty good.
Yay!
Not bad.
Reminds me, we should probably, because I mean, obviously we have the botch list coming up after the break, and I have a few other like list stuff like I've been kind of compiling over the years, like times where only one of us is laughing and no one else is, or times where we're just really, really mean, like uncharacteristically hurtful.
Oh yeah. Which, yeah,
Dutch, really quick,
by the way, Marie has made that list a lot more than I thought she would. Another thing I think would be good is like the times where we explode on the air and just scream about something.
I think I also have for second hour, Dutch, we listen to better music. It's the one I sent you, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
The Methodist Church.
Okay, do you want to say that for maybe later in the half? Because I want to start the second hour with it because I don't want to like miss out. Because last year, I don't know if you guys remember, we only got to like four botches last year because we ran out of time.
Oh, so let's start early.
Exactly. So.
Like, but like now?
Not now. Well, okay, whatever. We can go to break now. Then maybe we have a full hour to dedicate instead of only 55 minutes.
Sounds good to me. Good. I'm ready to get this show on the road.
Boxing. Yay! I've
been waiting all year for this.
Robot D.
We're good. Perfect timing. Let's go to break. And then botch list.
I wasn't ready because I thought we had 5 minutes left.
We could have 5 minutes. If you have 5 minutes of material, we could have it. No problem. Or what do you want from me?
Thanks, co-host.
No, you're getting mad at me. I don't know what you want from me.
I'm not mad at you. I didn't think you guys were going to shut down as quickly as you were.
Sorry, I've just been itching for this botch list. I've been like super excited.
What do you want me to do? I'm sorry. You want to be honest? Let's be honest. The last segment wasn't as fun as you thought it was going to be, so nobody really cared. Nobody cared about the sports idiots, and that's really what happened. And it sucks because I've done it too when I brought a bit, and the bit wasn't great. That's really what happened because no one really cared about it.
You know, sometimes somebody enjoys something a great deal.
I know, it happens to me.
And it's really dumb, and no one else gives a shit, and then we all make fun of them.
I think what happened was it's because I shut you down with that stupid story about Tim Burton. You're bitter at me now.
I honestly forgot you even said that. That's how little I care about Tim Burton. I'm being honest now.
But now he's angry.
I honestly forgot you said that about Tim Burton.
But now he's mad.
Do you think a Tim Burton slam, after how many years of doing radio with me, do you think a Tim Burton slam is going to make me hold anger?
Where do you get off?
You said so many worse things to me. You think my knowledge of Tim Burton
Dutch is a motherfucker.
Going to put it over the edge and I'm going to lose it. I'd be like, you know, Dutch, I put up with everything, but you fucking questioning my Tim Burton knowledge? Fuck you, bro. Show's over.
You stole long enough. Thank you.
Fuck you.
I just wanted to get you riled up so you could help me out here.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll be right back. Watch list.
Radio, less like crap. It's 2014.
Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way?
Ditch those cigarettes already
and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
He talked me into I can't even say it, but I'm gonna have to say something. I have to say because I feel it like getting too graphic. I guess you said. Okay, testicles, penis. He had me. He licked his testicles and sucked his penis. There, I said it. Okay? He talked me into it, and I did. It was disgusting. It felt like a robot penis. It was horrible. Okay? I'm not gay at all. But, my God. This stupid jerk had to make me do that. He didn't know either. He was young too, but not as young as me. He was 4 years older than me. But, you know. Oh, I got that on my chest. You know, that was horrible. He made me do it. You know, not that he made me do it. He talked me into doing it, and I did it. Oh, then he did me. Oh, my God. He did me, too. I just remembered. I hate memories, don't you? He did, like, the same to me. Yeah, it's all good. Well, I got it. And most of them definitely do what he got it. But we weren't supposed to do that to each other. We were guys.
Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on MoreLikeRadio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there.
It's done. Theme song.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
And what are your parents' names?
What?
Their names are, damn it, Krieger, did you drug me?
You don't remember? Wow, memory is such a fragile thing. And if Archer's real identity is exposed to him too suddenly, his mind may reject it permanently. We have to ease him back into it, like a latex gimp suit.
And how do you suggest we do that?
Well, some people use baby powder, but I'm a firm believer in cornstarch.
Not the gimp suit! Sterling's amnesia!
Oh, yes, I have a plant. Plant! Plan.
Hey, this is Lucky Ace. I play Krieger on Archer, and you are listening to More Like Radio.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. If you're going to get in touch with us, number is 954-573-2780. If you're listening to the podcast, you're listening to us live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight here on morelikeradio.com. Hell, let's just jump right into it. Every year...
Everybody jump.
We do this, we call it the botch list. It's basically whenever you flub, have a bad joke, fuck up anything you're saying. I don't know. Like whenever anybody fucks up on the show and it gets really noticed, we tend to pile them all together. So I put a bunch together. Mitch grabbed a whole bunch. So basically... It's basically between the two shows, between Hippo Juice and DNR, and we just kind of go through. There's a lot of me, there's a lot of Royce, there's a lot of Marie.
There's a lot of everyone on the show.
You skipped out, you only had two.
He's walking someone out.
Huh?
Oh, he was walking. He'll be right back.
Oh, okay. I didn't have any from D.
Me? I didn't mess up.
Well, probably not did. We just didn't notice.
Really notice. So
nobody pays attention.
That's true. No one pays attention to D.
Who said that?
Hey guys.
Yeah.
I'm hearing whispering. I don't know what that
can
is.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, D. Our uterus is on the same wavelength.
I know.
Can you turn that off? It's winter.
I was going to say.
If anything, it should be your heater.
So, all right, you guys want to jump right into it?
Sure.
Jump. Everybody jump. I'm going to keep a tally because I want a final score.
You want to keep count of what?
How many each person got?
I just kind of like went through the whole like.
I'm going to count them as you play them. Don't worry about it.
I know the count, so you don't have to. Whatever. All right. I'll be the first one under the bus. It just says it's just labeled without a cause. And you'll know the end of the clip when you hear the sensor beep. So,
okay,
yeah, here we go. First one's me.
You know when you can't have a cause? When doctors are telling you it's not okay to have that cause because you're going to die.
Well, 60, especially when devils are having them.
60% of people are obese. Yeesh. In this country.
Shut up for a second. You made a devil without a cause show?
Who? Mm-hmm.
What was that, an IED?
That was a Dutch bomb.
Was that supposed to be like rebel without a cause?
I'll tell you what it definitely wasn't supposed to be. A goddamn joke.
No, it's the Kid Rock album Devil Without a Cause.
Really? Oh, good. Even now, I still don't care about that. It's such a bad joke.
It's obscure.
A Kid Rock reference.
About that is Royce's sigh at the end.
Did you honestly think a Kid Rock reference would win us over?
Apparently it didn't, so no.
What are you Chumbawamba talking about?
I couldn't name any record album or anything Kid Rock was ever doing ever. Except with that bomb-da-da-bomb-da-bang-da-bang diggy-diggy thing.
Hey, they're not gonna be, I here's the thing with me. I swing a lot, and I don't let very many strikes go by. I just kind of swing at them. Hope I'm going to knock them out of the park.
He has a high slugging percentage, but a low RBI.
He's exactly. The I always show up to practice guy.
All right, the next one is Royce. It just says, God is good.
Fox.
Else is noticing, but the females in the show tonight are murdering.
I know, they're killing. They're fucking fire. I hate you guys.
Royce isn't that funny.
You're funny.
What?
Looking, nailed him, bro.
God is good.
Both of you. God is good.
God is good.
Good God.
Oh, pray Jesus for me.
The best.
I just believe it's unfair because I mean I do a lot of the talking, most of the talking in two shows, so therefore I'm of course going to have a higher flub rate than everybody else.
Hey Royce, remember that bit that you were bashing Dutch about before the break on how you mm-hmm. didn't think it was going to go over well?
Yeah.
About the guy that was complaining that he never wins.
Uh huh. I always win though.
You're the guy that's complaining that.
No, that's not true.
It's not fair.
All kickers suck. Kickers suck.
By the way, I love.
All kickers in some sort of concentration camp and kill them one
just
by
being
one.
Defensive.
Sorry, I apologize.
I love the fact that like you flub for a second and it took 3 seconds for John and Sean to call you retarded. Basically,
I know. Nobody likes me. I get picked on a lot.
Well, you couldn't say.
All right, the next one is called. It's for Marie. It just is. It's titled Plan.
Maybe he had an elaborate plan.
Maybe he had elaborate prawns.
Oh, hello. Oh.
Maybe he had elaborate prawns that he was giving out to people.
Oh, I have a plan for you.
That one turned into a meme. I remember that one turned into a meme. And I love that elaborate plan. I love that. I'm not even going to apologize. That was gold. You're welcome.
Spider McGee, Dutch wasn't even on a full 50% of these shows, so why bother?
Just me and Spider. Okay, the next one is where's Johnny Cakes tonight? I thought he was going to be on.
Why did you think he was going to? Did you ask him to be?
Well, no, he normally.
No, he said he could be, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, he normally jumps on. So, at least he has for the last couple of months.
Well, was it his birthday yesterday, and he probably. Had stuff to the birthday stuff to do this
birthdays?
Week. Shut up.
Do not botch on the botch
list. We're
going to
mark this one down for next year.
No, it still counts this year.
No, it doesn't. This goes in the next year. Sorry. The moment the botch list starts, a new timer starts.
It goes into the next year pile.
Because a lot of these, you'll notice, Ryan's on a bunch of them because a lot of these were like from earlier on in the year. So.
Yeah, because he's
this next one
Ryan!
Is.
Oh, my God.
This one's just titled John Falls Apart. They're never getting too literal.
Yeah, they do that.
Not so much anymore. We're talking about nowadays.
Oh, fuck. What the hell's it called? Damn
yep.
It.
I lost
right, there we go.
Wow, I'm a John Whisperer.
I didn't mark that stuttering mess that John just put out.
Dude, no.
What was that? Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, it was. I got it.
Wow!
You just immediately translated for him.
I don't know how I knew what he was saying.
He said one word.
Listening back,
one word four times in a row, and you were like, "Oh, that's what you're trying to say."
Isn't it weird that we've been doing radio so long that he's just mumbling idiot? And I was like, "Oh, he's hungry. He's clearly hungry. That's John's hungry noise."
Well, maybe in context, it made more sense.
No, nothing ever does with John.
No, John and context don't go in the same sentence.
The next one's Sean. The next one's Sean is just titled Florida Man.
Oh, yes. I remember
Marco
this
Island,
one.
Florida. A Florida man in Florida. Florida man was arrested on Sunday.
trying to read.
Oh, man, my name is Dan. I do hanky panky.
And it's the only thing I had going through my head entire time.
Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm in the zone, bro.
Sean's a funny motherfucker, man. He's quick.
Oh, God. Sorry. Oh, it was fucking funny. It's always funny until it's you.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's back on me again. This one just says, it's for Dutch. It says Spider-Man joke bomb.
Oh, he was in every team. Spider-Man's like Wolverine. He's been on every single team.
Every single
always.
Team.
He
plays the field.
When you need to sell a comic book, he's part of the team. Wolverine works 400 days out of the year, so I don't know how the fuck he does it. One in a comic, he's in fucking Liberia, and the other one, he's in Florida. And it's like the same day. So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but he's comics. Battling in the Alaskan Outback as well. Right. So
he's like the Mark Bulger of comics. He's been on every team at one point.
Yep, absolutely.
He's a that was a football joke for one person.
I got it.
I was not that person.
And by the way,
apparently no one else was either. Woo, Joel Bond.
There can be only one.
I feel bad that I got it.
Is it bad that I laughed at my own joke?
I always do that when I listen to the shows. I'll laugh the exact same way at my same stupid joke that I laughed. Yeah, it's dumb.
Good talk.
Even after the explanation, Hansel. I still didn't remember the explanation, and I still didn't know what you were talking about in this.
Story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf.
This next one, it's Royce. It just says vaginal.
Oh, fuck me. I don't want.
Fact from the chat room: teenage girls in Kuwait go out with Europeans and give up anal to save vaginal sex for marriage.
Vaginal. That's exactly what I just said, though.
Vaginal.
Vaginal.
Do you say vaginal or vaginal?
Vaginal. You mush mouth idiot.
I call it
vaginal. Nobody says vaginal.
That was my favorite character.
That was like last week.
Nobody says one. Vaginal.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
There's actually a couple of examples where Royce is just reading things phonetically. And he's not like thinking about the word. He's just
guys. I'm so smart.
All right, the next one's Marie. It just says Marie fizzles out.
Yes,
I'm African American. Should I be worried about going out at night to feel safe? So the media is trying to spin it.
Welcome to how white people feel now.
Jesus, Mitch.
But yeah, they're
sorry, go ahead.
Welcome how to women matter.
Women don't matter.
Sound drops.
Good thing Dutch isn't here.
Is it 10:45?
I love the good thing Dutch isn't here, but Mitch still got it, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Mitch still grabbed it, exactly.
I appreciate you leaving that in.
There you go, Mitch.
I was so proud. I'm like,
no one's safe.
I'm like, no one will put this on the botch list.
No one is safe.
Speaking of Mitch, the next one is up from him. I don't know if you've ever played this one. It was actually not from this last year, but the year before. But like I said, last year we only played a few botches. But it's just Mitch attempting to say the word no.
Mitch wants, and obviously Mitch.
She stole my background picture, by the way, Mitch.
And Mitch can't close the deal with anybody.
No.
But
that's mean.
Am I wrong? Have you had sex with her?
No.
Okay.
No.
With anybody?
No.
No.
I have a question.
Why'd you say like you're from Australia? No.
No.
You didn't even get a second.
Not even a second, Mitch.
The moment you put an A into the word no.
You know what I'm enjoying? Everybody on camera keeps getting beat red whenever they're. I know I have. And Mitch got red, and Dutch got red when it was him. And every time, it's something get red.
So I do this to people in normal life too. Whenever they say a word wrong, I just immediately jump on them.
Yep,
and just start yelling at them. Like, you said it wrong.
Wait a tug, asshole.
Do you think is it from the show, or were you doing that before you jumped on with us?
I think it's probably from the show.
Yeah,
I do it from the show. Now it's just too. Immediately. Whenever someone says something wrong, you jump on them, or when they leave a pause, you add in words for them.
Yep, you have to. It's like a rule. Yeah.
All right, the next one's for me. Yes. It just says tactics.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Tactics have included Twitter storms, spamming the site with their beliefs, and calling on...
They should just use nails.
Yeah, yeah, they should.
Calling so on... we just spam Twitter.
Ew, it's called storm? What? I'm sorry, D. I was listening to Dutch bad joke.
I didn't even hear it.
No, it's a good thing. No, say your
bad joke again. Because instead of tactics... instead of tactics, he said they should use nails.
Hey, boy. I'm going to write that one down for me.
Nails.
I'm heating up over here.
What did you do?
You can put that next stop to the pen is mightier than the sword joke.
No, nothing's going to be worse. Nothing is worse than that.
Nailed it.
Now for the listeners that don't know what the pen is mightier than the sword joke,
it
is,
always comes back.
Do you want to do a callback from one of our classic boxes?
Has been played every year for the past 7 years.
Marie, we have new listeners all the time. They don't know what the pen is mightier than the sword joke.
He is right. There are new listeners that are unaware of this.
Wait a minute.
Strap in before we do this.
No. Because when you were playing your botch, even though I kind of remembered what was coming, I still didn't hear your bad joke in the context of everything. Like, Royce called it out, and I didn't hear it because I was focusing on what D was getting cut off with. And so, play yours again. You can cut it off short, but then you can go to the pen is mining.
Okay, I'll start over.
Because I didn't hear you.
Oh, fuck. Tactics have included Twitter storms, spamming the site with their beliefs, and calling on...
They should just use nails.
Yeah.
Get it? Tax. Instead of attack.
Okay, now compare it to the pen is mightier than the sword joke from Marie five years ago.
Here we go. Here's yours.
Manhattan doesn't have guns. Brooklyn do have guns.
They do?
Illegally.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Obviously. Duh. Yeah, it's Brooklyn.
The gun I would have would be a rifle with a pen attached on the bottom because the pen is mightier than the sword.
That's the stupidest.
Let her sit in that for a second alone.
All of a sudden, I smell
voice. Get in a car, Marie. It's not funny.
See, you just so
proud of it. Yours is still worse.
I was so proud.
Mine was a throwaway line. You set it up. You teed it up like you were gonna like hit something right out of the park, and everybody be like, "Oh, good job, Marie."
You were like, you're like a cat getting ready to jump.
Hey,
you're like,
what's up?
You're like, yeah,
guys,
gonna kill it,
guys. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Because it's strapped to the bottom of a rifle.
Right. That's how I write all of my documents.
How would you write with that?
Terribly. My handwriting is terrible.
Okay, so Marie, you want me to play mine again? Like, okay, can we take a vote from all the members on the show now?
It's Marie's is still worse. My joke or hers? Marie's is still worse.
Marie's is still worse.
Like Marie's has gone into the greatest ever category. my favorite joke.
It is yet to be dethroned.
I'm not going to add that to the count for this year's botch list because that was previously your botch. It can't be double count.
I had to play it though because when I was listening through these, I was like, oh, well, this is the perfect time to play that.
Right. So far, Joel, you're winning at 3 and 2 is a tie with me and Royce.
Oh, I have a lot of me. The next one's for Royce. It says, it just says Royce trying to say Dutch.
Ah, fuck.
Ironic thing though, Joel would probably pick like Jiffy or whatever, and it probably has like no peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'd pick soy peanut butter.
No, he gets, Dutch gets a Nutella spread instead.
803, Royce trying to say your name.
Wow, that was right at the beginning of the show. God damn it.
Good Dutch.
Oh, beginning of second hour. You know what? That's not even fun.
How many times did you try?
Like 5.
Gutch.
You want to hear it again so we can count how many times?
Not really. I prefer not to. If we could just not.
I kind of do.
More than breathing on a count. Don't do it. And it probably has like no peanuts in it.
Yeah.
Right. No, I'd pick soy peanut butter.
No, he gets... Dutch gets a Nutella spread instead and just...
803, Royce trying to say your name. There's a stutter.
7 or 8.
There's a stutter. Oh, yeah. If you count the stutter, 8. But I counted 4 complete tries.
By the way, Roy's buddy boy, there's a bunch of stutters from you.
I'm sure.
You basically try to say the same word 14 times. I love this bit. All right, this next one's short. It's just called Marie Implodes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we're talking about Cincinnati area nun charged.
She just gave up.
That's my go-to. I've realized that's my go-to. When I know I'm hitting the botch list, I just do a Razzie. Like, I just fart.
Okay, this next one, it just says, John attempts to correct Mitch.
No, John, yeah. Don't.
There you go. Don't do police rules of engagement and stuff. It's escalation of force. So when this dude started throwing his intestines at them, they should have turned around and started cutting themselves and throwing their intestines at him.
Right. They would have every right to.
But sorry, yeah, Mitch, on the same thing, it's like, okay, we pepper sprayed him and then he cut himself open. That's like 15 steps above us. We can't escalate any further than that. The dude cut himself open. We can't shoot him. What are we going to do? Let's just call the SWAT team, dude. All right, fine. I don't feel like getting intestines thrown at me.
Wait, Mitch, what were they throwing again?
Intestines.
I'm sorry, what was that word again?
Intestines.
What are those?
I think it's intestines plural, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I was just trying to just clarify. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
No. Is that the wrong word?
Oh, poor John.
I want to trash Mitch. It gets worse.
I think he might be right. I think that's the right word for plural, right? Somebody should help us out.
So then the really good book writer, that's R.L. Instein?
R.L. Stein?
John, you just ruined. You wanted to stick Mitch, and you ruined it with your book reference. Oh my God!
It's a John bomb.
No.
That shit is dangerous.
No, John. No.
It's so bad.
No.
Did you?
He's kind of funny.
Did you hear the range of emotions in John? First, it was gloating.
Yeah,
because he thought,
I got him,
and then it was smugness, and then anger, and then he tries to turn it around like it's a joke.
He went through like all the wheels, like all the levels of depression or whatever, anger and bargaining to get to acceptance.
Every year, John comes up with some of the best ones, though.
Gold.
He goes from trying to correct
this year's list. We got to play some of the classics from John, though.
He tries to correct Mitch's pronunciation and then makes an R.L. Stein joke out of it.
Goosebumps are popular to him.
Out of any book he picked a children's book.
It's a seventh grade reading level. Leave John alone. He read fine.
Okay, the next one's for Sean. It just says a pre-draft roster.
Oh no!
If you don't make the pick in 90 seconds, it takes from your pre-draft
roster.
Pre-draft roster.
Fucking idiot.
Yes, Sean, that was a mistake, but I feel we were harsh on you.
No, I'm an idiot.
Like I said, there's not a lot of Sean. You only had two there.
You can say that again.
The next one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
What?
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. I'm sorry.
Nope. No.
Okay. Next one is me again. It just says Dutch runs out of steam.
The other one, it like had like the one guy swatting wow. What just happened there, Joel? Jesus Christ.
Hey, Dutch, are you still sober?
I'm, yes.
I'm just flustered today.
Did your liver shut off or something?
That
was bad.
Did you time travel?
That matter, dude.
That was bad. It's like you had a stroke.
What? You ever have, obviously, you have plenty of examples of all of us just losing it halfway through a sentence.
Yes. Dutch, may I ask, do you label these in a way that you forget what each one is?
Well, remember, some are Mitch's. Some Mitch put some in there, too.
Mitch put a bunch in these here, so I'm not 100% sure. Well, a lot of these, I just label them to just, like, you know, whatever the label was. Like that one, runs out of steam. I obviously ran out of steam. So what's your question?
Did he just describe, I just label them the way that I label, the way that I label them? Did he describe the way he labels them, the way that he labels them? That's definition so cannot be. Say label more, asshole.
I was basically
his hands.
He had his hands. Sorry,
I was really still flustered from the hands. Like,
do you have the hands one? Because I think the hands one, I truly think the hands one is as good as Marie's pen is mightier than the sword one.
We have a lot of ones from this year.
I know, but right now I brought it up and I want to hear the hand one. I want to hear your embarrassing hand one.
Yeah.
Dutch, I'll use your logic on you for the new listeners who may not have heard it.
There you go. While he looks for it, Dutch, I wasn't attacking you. I was actually curious as to if you had a method with how you were naming them.
Not naming so much. I just, with labeling, I was just trying to like keep it even with what I was playing as far as each individual cast member on the show. But as far as labeling, no, I just kind of label them as I go.
Fair enough.
Why? I believe that was one that I did, and I just for the most part, I do it where, like, if you say a word wrong, that's what I label it. Or if it's more of like the one Marie fizzles out where you talk, but then you just kind of run out of steam, or Dutch runs out of steam. That's the way I label them.
I'm sure this is exciting. Labeling conversation is.
I don't know why Marie even brought it up. Like I'm
sure they're
like
riveted about how we label.
Usually, I'll put a date on my labels, so I know
they have
when
dates
it was
and
said.
Stuff. But I think that I didn't want to add those in there.
This is good information. Make sure Marie knows all this.
Do you use numbers or do you use the whole date?
Sometimes I camel case, but sometimes I give spaces with hyphens.
Shut up. Man. Don't jump in on this. We're making fun of you.
I only use Comic Sans when I label.
All right. Do you want to hear the hands one?
My labels are always Comic Sans.
You want to hear the hands one?
What? Yes. More than breathing.
Of course I do.
Hands? Okay. I'm not going to listen to this because this is...
D, you may not have heard this before. Let's set it up. This is...
We're in an interview with...
Joe DeRosa. Okay. Comedian Joe DeRosa.
Comedian Joe DeRosa was on the phone with us and we were talking about him.
I love this so much.
I don't know. He opened up for like a, I thought it was a comedian that it wasn't that he was opening up for. And I was trying to make a relation. I don't know. Just listen. Jesus Christ.
Then we'll get back to some label talk.
Yeah, you'd like it.
So you're saying it's the next Larry, the cable guy.
Better than that.
The cable guy talked with his hands, like amazingly, like if you don't know if you guys ever seen Jake Johansson, that dude's hands are all over the place whenever he talks.
A lot of hands.
What a fucking stupid thing to point out, Joel. Oh,
it's like if Larry the
comedy,
like dude, his hands are great. I mean,
you could watch his Comedy Central special on mute. Interview. You guys keep going.
Watch it on mute.
Why does Ryan have to be so funny all the
time?
Oh,
we're back. I fucking love that Joel has to take his headphones off during it.
Joel, we're back. It's safe now.
I
had the stomach to listen to my joke.
I looked at the timer when it was out, then I could put my headphones back on. But oh, Jesus.
He has hands. He likes to talk with his hands. His hands are.
Hey, speaking of which, hey, Royce.
I knew it was going to be me.
It's just called Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, I remember this. Oh, no.
It is, and I think the problem with a lot of these is there's no actual civil rights violation here. Mm-hmm. There's no problem with...
It's like he gets his haircut at Great Clips.
...laws, and the Supreme Court has said basically that in a recent case.
Well, I'm just an old country lawyer, but it seems to me...
The problem is that these Hispanics are coming in and taking over the jobs that our Negroes had.
Hey, Froghorn Leghorn, you want to fucking speak with your real voice?
Try it again.
Shithead.
Froghorn!
I was just like annoyed at you. I was just like, just do it again.
Stop.
This was better when we were making fun of Dutch. That's funny now.
I love how
That's
no
like
one...
rid of an old clip with a brandy new one.
No. I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
No one laughed. It was just Dutch being angry. Do over.
Stop.
Mulligan.
No. You can try again, bro. Go ahead.
No. Nope.
It's like when you're doing like a, you know, we're doing like a commercial read. Like, stop. Do it again. No, read it again. Fuck that one up. Which, what? By the way, if we have time, I have that one of like Marie. Remember when you and I were trying to do commercial reads? And I kept stopping you to do it over again because you kept fucking it up. I think it was, whatever.
What does that have to do with me?
You were fucking up.
Speaking of you, you're next. Next one is just, it's just called Marie Has Trouble Speaking.
I do.
I don't know. I think as the comments go on, mm-hmm. they ramble more as the people are trying to evaluate and get philosophical.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. I'm just going to type until something comes out.
I just want Marie to try that word again.
No.
Okay.
Mitch, get that.
10:48.
I wasn't gonna.
No.
If I recall, I was drunk.
So they call it one take Marine.
That's it. That's why.
That's the one you get.
I actually have a listener bomb.
Really?
Well, not listener. At the time when it happened, he was still a listener. He's actually now a radio show host for Antisocial Gamer Radio.
It's Ashley.
Oh, British God. Ashley, girl named Ashley. He happened to be on the air with, I think I was doing a show with Hammy and Punchy at the time. I think. But here you go. Here's one.
And dude, when Boston, you come at, dude, mega big
to Boston's 4.5 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, I made it there less than that time when I was up there like 3 years ago for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
You must have been driving at a million miles an hour then. Ash could.
There was a hot chick in the car in front.
Could be.
I'm sorry, Ash.
Ash, I love you better in
the chat room.
You're awesome. He's like, I'm better in the chat room.
Well, that's debatable.
I feel like everybody did the same motion that my dog does when she gets confused by the pool water.
Just turn their head sideways?
Where she just cocks her head to the side like, huh?
Was that a joke?
All three of us who just sat there for a second were like, you hear the length of that silence? We're just like...
We're like, why would a fast girl affect the speed? What?
I'm a girl in front of me.
Is that a British thing? Is it just a cultural reference?
What? Sorry, Ash, if you're listening to this. I had to throw you under the bus there. let's see.
Are they called buses in England? Aren't they called, like, you know, trolley wootsers or something?
Yep, trolley wootsers.
There you go.
That's fun.
Sorry to throw you under the trolley wootsers.
All right,
there,
well, Ash. So far, me, Joel, and Royce are all tied for 4.
Or Royce and I!
Me, Joel, and were all tied for 4. Sean and John got 2. Mitch has 1, and Ashley has 1. Sherry and Dee are scot-free.
This is bullshit. Right.
This one's titled "John Has Trouble Speaking."
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were that's... they marinated?
Yeah, hold on. Cherry on. Jesus.
What did you want to say about marinating, John?
Narminating.
Say hi. You know what, John? Go ahead and say hi, John. Around Christmas time, welcome to the watch list.
Nailed it.
He never said it.
No.
The next one is for me. It says Dutch not paying attention to Chris Parnell's credits in IMDb.
Oh God,
Cox
yes.
Fan.
He's in a lot of movies.
No, he was Garth in Anchorman. He was Mr. Gordon in 21 Jump Street.
That's right. And
I thought Dana Carvey was Garth.
No, different movie. Oh, by the way, speaking of 21 Jump Street, next week we will be interviewing Phil, our super director.
And best friend.
In the world, Phil Lord.
It's on Wikipedia. It's official.
It's on Wikipedia.
Did we mention that?
Chris,
yes.
Apparently, Chris Parnell was also in 21 Jump Street. So we can talk to him about that.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I just said.
That's how it came up. Not paying attention.
Where's the beef?
That was as bad as where's the beef.
What was the other? Yeah. Wait, we had 2 that are. One was like a New York State of Mind or Empires. There was another one that we had that was about the same.
Wait, Chris Parnell was in 21 Jump Street?
What?
What?
It's crazy.
I'm trying to find the where's the beef one, but I think it's on my other hard drive.
Damn it.
No, I need Royce to go under the bus here. Hold on.
Again?
No, because, well, if we're playing classic clips, I've got one. Marie's gotten hers. Let's see.
I love that. So Dutch never likes to listen to himself ever. So when we play things of, you know, clips of where we're funny, he can't ever pull one of him. He can't take it. But he is winning on the botch list because he hates himself so much. You pulled out every single time that you fucked up.
Because it burns in his sleep.
It's like
fucking syphilis for him. It's bad.
Well, it's like you know when you remind yourself like be better. Stop being so shitty as a broadcaster.
Like, stop and smell the roses, Dutch. You're funny sometimes too. It's not all about the botches.
Okay, I think this is the right one. I might be wrong, but it just says Royce not paying attention. It was from 2011. I think that's right about right. So here you go.
By the way, fuck. From Georgia, as soon as the plane landed, the captain turned on the intercom and he hit the staples. That was easy. And everyone got a big laugh out of it. I go, how about you stop playing with your toy? Because the plane, you haven't even slowed the plane down yet. Play with it later.
And why don't you go with an older reference from a commercial campaign, you moron? Exactly. Where's the beef?
That would have been better. I would have laughed because that one would have made no sense. I would have been happy.
Somebody tweeted, my iPhone hasn't been able to charge all day today. It's like it knows Steve Jobs.
I'm a pepper. You're a pepper.
No, it's
where's the beef?
You said that. I said that one.
Dutch. Yeah. I wasn't paying
attention. He opened up.
I'm not going to lie to you, Dutch. I wasn't paying attention.
That was his opener.
Was it?
God damn it. We have things that are now labeled as the first one of that badness. You know what I mean? Like, not paying attention is now known as where's the beef?
Yep.
Saying absolutely nothing is where's your hands?
It's true.
Having an awful joke is the pen is mighty than the sword.
The only other one I can think of that you guys play a lot is the nipples. The big nipples or something about nipples.
Yeah, that's Royce's fizzling out. The bologna-sized nipples.
I mean, listen, I'm happy to keep playing classic ones, but are there any more new ones?
Saying she can't have bologna-sized nipples because you almost see anything else in those nipples.
I got plenty.
She does all day. Oh, all right. All right, what's next? All right.
Sorry, Royce, but you're up next. Because
I was literally just the last one, even before the classic one. Seriously, it's just me today?
No, it was me. I was the last one.
Just you. You are 5 for 5 with Dutch.
Where's the beef?
The where's the beef doesn't count.
Yeah. Nope, I'm not counting old ones.
All right, this next one is just Royce stutters and mutters for a good solid, 10 seconds. Jesus Christ.
I would break it.
And the weird part is that this video, the home video.
Oh, whoop, hold on a second.
That was short.
Oh, not that one. Sorry. This is there's the first stutter. Here's the second one.
It's different if you're sexting someone you've already
put it in that pod.
If you're sexting someone you've already fucked and stuff, like, it's perfectly acceptable. But
that was a lot of stutters. That was rapid fire. That was like John level. Congratulations, Royce. You're not saying anything.
We have a twofer here.
I'll stutter if I try to say anything.
We have a twofer here with Royce and Marie.
Okay.
Royce and Marie confuse jeans with chips.
Really? Because yeah. I was told I was in the minority today.
Who told you that? Dutch? Cool Ranch, nacho cheese?
Cool Ranch.
See, yeah, no, I think you're in the majority.
Right.
I think you're the majority.
Nacho chip, cheese chips have been around forever.
And
Doritos are the only ones that have Cool Ranch.
And Sean, what grocery store knockoff chips do you eat?
Yeah, Bravos.
Yeah, what do you eat?
Remember Bravos?
Yeah, those are horrible. Those are so bad.
They're like stale Doritos. Bugle Boys.
Yeah. Is that what you eat? You eat Bugle Boys?
You piece of shit. Bugle Boys are never the same.
Bugle Boys are jeans. You're thinking about Bugles.
Yeah, he eats jeans.
No, Bugles, whatever.
No, it's what I said. He eats jeans.
There is a chip called Bugles.
He eats jeans.
And you put them on your fingers. I mean, I wasn't even having you there. I was like, no, you know what I meant, Dutch.
At least Royce is like, ah, shit, I fucked up. So I'm just going to keep going.
I'm like, did I say jeans? Well, fuck you. That's what I meant. By the way, I'm giving me and Royce a 0.5 instead of a full point because we shared that one.
Okay, well, you give yourself a point on this one. This one, it's... I don't even know how Mitch labeled this one, but here's this one.
I'm better than you because I've renamed a J5 show.
I'm just a Southern male.
Name man, my pussy and cracking things.
Now you boys listen here. You see,
I might be a Southern lore.
My time now to mountain time now. So that was Mitch's revenge for his
Now.
Because that was the same stutter.
You renamed it.
It was the exact same stutter, just a different word.
All right. Oh my God, another one of me falling apart mid-sentence?
See, I'm telling you, Dutch, it's all you pick out you because you hate yourself.
Well, no, a lot of these are for Mitch, too, so mind that.
Mitch has one. You are up to six.
What would happen if we actually spoiled Birdemic 2?
They spoiled it themselves.
No, because it was great. Honest.
What would happen if we spoiled Birdemic 2, Dutch? We'd have 2 hours of our life back and one less interview with an autistic guy.
Yeah, and one less. Yeah, what? Minus one good show. Yeah.
Way to add. Way to add to the show.
I don't know what's happening.
Fucking alien. Dutch the NOS and is going into sixth gear.
What that was there was like, you know, like when you see those kids doing the hurdles in high school and like they hit for the first one and hit every single one afterwards.
Yep.
That was me.
God, that was a train wreck.
That was your second way to add to the story because I heard somebody else say that in the hands one. So your pattern is you just like want, yeah, you just want to continue the conversation, but you don't know what you're saying yet.
I don't know what I'm saying.
You're just you're parroting.
I'm not parroting. I just don't want dead air, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't want dead air. It's going to stay back what you said. Add to the story that way.
That's not what happened.
This is good radio.
That's not what happened.
Now I'm searching one for Marie because you're being a bitch right now. There we go. Here's one for Marie.
The Examiner report also quoted...
And also, Will and Grace was an excellent show.
The Examiner report also quoted Leviticus 20:13, which says, if a man has a sexual relation with another man... not a woman. Both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Their blood will be on their own heads.
I gave up on myself.
Nah.
Meh.
You wanted to say detestable, didn't you?
I kind of did.
This one's for Royce. It just says legal drinking age.
Here's another fun thing you do with your bottle cap. Because, you know, we always try to help kids on how to be hip. So if you're a frat kid. And,
it's hip to be square.
What's that high school that listens to us?
Archbishop McCarthy.
Archbishop McCarthy listens to us. When you get
Wildcats.
When you get a legal drinking age, if you want to.
They're not the Wildcats.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, go fucking Spartans.
not the Spartans.
What are they?
The Mavericks.
Really?
Yes.
They're Top Gun?
Did anybody else hear legal drinking age? Am I the only one who heard that?
Dregal leaking
age? Yeah, no, I said legal drinking age. I clearly didn't.
Did you know that you...
No, I really didn't realize.
Did you believe yourself when you said, no, yeah. I said legal drinking age?
Yeah, I did. Must not have... Now, obviously, I know what I said. You sound like a big, dumb idiot.
It was pretty funny.
I was so busy being impressed that Marie immediately knew that they were the Mavericks that I didn't even notice he said Dregal leaking age.
Oh, I fucking drove by that school every goddamn day.
Oh, okay.
It's like they have a big old horse right in the front. How do you not remember they're the Mavericks?
I know, right? I drive by it every day too.
All right, I'm starting to run out of ones from this year.
Okay, well,
there's like three of Royce's back to back though.
Oh, good.
Uh-oh. So
Royce, do you want them or not?
I mean, you might as well.
Should we strap
it? It'll give me time to pull up the video. Go ahead.
There we go. This next one is I was her girlfriend.
I guess when I was driving up to Gainesville to visit her, I guess she figured out I was her girlfriend. I was her
yes.
girlfriend.
Here we go. Hold on. 12 or 11, 44.
Yeah, you can have that one. That's for you, Dutch. All right, so that wasn't the best thing I've ever done. I mean, I guess.
The next one is Royce attempts to read a chat room comment.
Kelly in the chat room says, pretty sure it's not.
All right, you know what? Hold on. Back up. Start over.
No. She. No, it's her typo. No, fuck you, bro. And by the way, I'm going to stand by that. That was her typo. I was reading her typo. No, so fuck
you
that.
You got so mad at me.
I did because
you heard me off mic go, what time is it? And you just got mad.
Yeah, because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because fucking that's horseshit.
You remember this?
Yeah, I remember this. I don't forget this. I remember this.
I saved this in January of last year.
Well, I remember it because
January of this year. Sorry.
So it was your ex Kelly that was in the chat and she did have a typo and I read it because she wrote it wrong. And so it wasn't my fault. It was her typo. It was her botch, not mine. I stand by that.
I'll stand by that.
And the next one, it just says Labyrinth for Royce. This is a Mitch poll.
I don't know. Is it a Fushigi ball field, you idiot?
Talk about that. Wait, I remember when I tried to do that.
Well, you bought a Fushigi ball, fucking asshole from Labyrinth?
Yep.
Labyrinth?
Hey, David.
Labyrinth?
What movie was it?
What the hell's Labyrinth?
Labyrinth, sorry.
God damn it, I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good, but let's all pause for a moment and remember that John did buy Fushigi balls.
He really did.
He did.
Why did he do
and
that?
And those stupid sticks, too.
That's...
Devil sticks.
Yeah.
That's the true moral of that story.
Yep.
Let's never forget that John
was that the last one?
Balls.
Was that the last one, Dutch?
Well, I mean, we have the classics like, you know...
Well, because John's I do have a Wii listener better music than you. If you want to do that,
if you hear any more of the classics,
unless you have any new ones.
Well, I guess the final tally is people hate Royce more than they hate Joel because Royce got 9.5, Sean got 2, Joel got 6, Mitch got 1.
I don't think it's people hate me more; it just fuck up more.
I got 6.5, John got 3, and Ashley somehow got 1.
Yeah, Ashley has to be the worst because he got a bomb on a show he's not even on.
It was so bad. I just remember that one distinctly. I was on Brain Stew, I think, at the time, but I just remember that it was literally a 7-second silence that called that I
what
had
is
to like.
Stew?
I had what is to it? Well, it with it. Are they back on? By the way,
not yet.
Not yet.
Can we play the best one of all time though?
Sure.
It's John's contribution to an anxiety attack conversation. Royce, remember this?
Oh, yes.
This is hands down.
Yes.
I think this is the reason why I created the botch list was this one 100%. So here you go.
I have it. I was on the couch barely breathing from an anxiety attack before. I have anxiety attacks all the time. I mean, always. Never on the air. Never happened to me on the air because I'm doing something. But off the air, man, I have to take medicine for it. I messed up mentally like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's why that joke I always made, they tell me I have to take my brain medicine, you know?
It's the reason why, like there's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
John, thank you for sharing, but I don't think that was what we were trying to get at.
I thought it was being honest.
That's classic. We're
nothing
back.
It gets better than that one.
John, thank you for sharing.
Because I remember.
I didn't know what else to do.
No, John, Sean, and Royce were all in the same studio at the time. And I remember looking at the camera. I remember seeing Royce and Sean's head both turning to John and just looking at him like, what the fuck did that have to do with anything that we were talking about?
I almost died. I almost fell out of the chair. I swung my head around so fast. I was whoa!
You heard me off mic. I couldn't get. I was like, that was the most weird thing to ever happen on the air.
Oh my gosh.
So, Royce, you got a weird listen to better music?
Yeah. This video is a couple years old, but we've never played it, and I was watching it. It's My Name is John Drake. It's a method. My Name is John Dacher. It's a Methodist church.
Hot.
And they are going to sing the best version of Mi Amore you've ever heard, okay? Is everyone ready? By the way, this guy's a one-take Johnny, okay? So just everyone pay attention. Methodist Church. Looks like it's about from the late 80s.
This has been a nice time for me. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town. And for the students on this show tonight, go to the First United Methodist Church. That
this
includes
guy?
Me.
This is a lady right now.
I'm at the church.
Oh, she's introducing
Reverend
him.
Jones, Bill Jones opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight. So John Dacher's here, Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to First United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is Risen Today, and he's going to do a more on two, okay?
Okay, all right. I just want to point out that thank God for the subtitles.
Yeah.
My name is John Dacher. Lord is risen today, hallelujah. Sons of men and angels say, hallelujah.
I thought he was going to say, suck some dick the first time.
Your voice in triumph, hallelujah.
This is a really good voice.
He has the troll face.
I can't even.
Okay, wait. wait, here comes the best version of Miyamori.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's Amore.
Why is this a
hit? Yeah, he forgot the lyrics.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-ling, ting-a-ling-ling, as a bell rings, Amore.
Is he drunk?
Amore. You're in love.
He's humming. He's humming.
When you know that you can Samori to me, what you see back in old Napoli, that's Samori.
Fucking nailed it.
I put the wrong words on the teleprompter. What it was throwing them off. Yeah.
Nailed it.
What was the point of having Amore right after the hymn?
Oh, God. Oh, God. It was so good.
Why would they take two?
Like, that's just the weirdest thing.
It was as if they just discovered videotape and they only had one take and they couldn't stop.
They think it's like a record. Like, once you record over it, like, you can't do it over again, otherwise the quality's lost.
Exactly. There was one camera. There was one tape. There was only 5 minutes, and they had to crank out both the hymnal and an Italian food song.
Oh, no, it's a two-camera shot. That's the best part. I think it's the reason why this guy panics.
There's two cameras on me.
Western Echo says he finished strong, though.
He did finish strong.
I don't know if it was the Italian that was fucking him up or that he wasn't singing about Christ. And how did he simultaneously have three facial expressions going on? His face was doing different stuff. It was going up, it was going down, it was smushing and expanding all the same time. Can I not emphasize how old he is? He's so old.
That's Amore.
He's so confused. And he's so old.
I blame the piano player. She was going a little faster.
It must be so hard to just consistently knock it out of the park like that guy does. You know?
I think she was like, oh, he forgot the lyrics. Let's hurry.
He's like, fuck it. I sang it in the car on the way here. I got this.
No, they're husband and wife, and they both do drugs, but they do different drugs. She does cocaine, and he does alcohol or some sort of downer.
Hold on. Can I request something we haven't done in a long time? Can I just hear that woman speaking in the beginning?
Sure. Absolutely. I think the drug she's on is diabetes.
This has been a nice time for me. This year, I have made 55 years teaching in this town, and for the students on this show tonight, go to the first year.
Okay, she was on meth 3 days ago because she bit her tongue a lot.
Yeah,
that's what it sounds like.
By the way, for those, the video has subtitles, like kind of how the way they did subtitles for the Street Fighter speech, right. Where it's phonetically writing out what she says. Like here, it says Methodist, MEFDUFF.
That's amazing.
I didn't notice that.
No, it says Methodist Church. Let me see
Joyce, if I can make it bigger for you. She made 55 years teaching in this town.
She did. She did make 55 years teaching
in this town. She made 55 years teaching in this town.
Here you go. I made it bigger for you, Dutch. Let me back it up here so you can see the subtitles.
Is it a joke?
Tonight, yeah, it's a joke. It's a joke. Somebody wrote out like, yeah.
That's funny.
I'm with First United Methodist Church. Reverend Jones, Bill Jones, opened our show last time, and he's not here tonight. So John Dacre's here. Bob Spencer, Michelle Pause. Casey, and I all.
Yeah. What causes a person to speak like that?
A stroke.
Mouth like this.
A stroke.
Is that dentures? Is that just a numb tongue? Like, what is that?
It could be dentures and alcohol.
True.
Could be that.
Could be a combination of everything. And plus, Western Echo in the chat room on the theme of Botchlist 2014 goes, the drug she's on is diabetes, and no one calls it out.
What was wrong with that? That was pretty. She's
Who
fat.
Said diabetes?
I did.
Diabetes is not a drug, it's a disease.
I know, it was a joke.
It's kind of a joke.
I know it wasn't a joke. I know it's not a drug. I obviously
didn't call it out because
it wasn't a botch, it was a joke.
I don't know what they do in Ukraine, but in America, yeah. We understand that as a joke.
Yeah, that was
in Soviet Russia, we now have liver.
You don't you taking things too literally here.
Dacre's here, Bob Spencer, Michelle Casey, and I all go to First United Methodist Church. So John is going to sing a song that's very popular nowadays, and it's Christ the Lord is.
It sounds like she had like that's Orajel, like she just drank an entire bottle of Orajel and her entire mouth went numb.
Curious what this was recorded for?
It just a
some
church
kind of
thing.
No, that was the first question I asked too, because she opens it up saying that he's going to sing Christ the Lord is Risen Today, which is a church song, and they're a Methodist
popular
church. And Mefduff's church.
Like she says,
he doesn't even get through the first verse. And he switches to That's Amore?
Yeah, because the other song is a boring.
Yeah, he's trying today
to seduce the ladies, maybe.
Yeah.
And he's going to do Amore too, okay?
Okay.
Amore
too.
Okay.
What is this video for and why they have a two-camera shoot?
My name is...
At the beginning, it says he's going to sing for the students. So
for the students. Yeah. It might be for some sort of...
No, my favorite part is he says his name and he comes in late because he didn't get into the rhythm.
Yep.
John Dacre. Lord is risen today.
Hallelujah.
Sons of men and angels say.
Sons of men and I am day.
Your voice in triumph's high.
Do you think that's the face that says, oh, dear shit, I have no idea what I'm doing?
This face is the face of terror.
I forgot everything.
That face right there is the exact face of terror. When you realize, oh, my God, I've completely brain farted and forgotten everything I'm supposed to do right now. I'm going to fucking wing it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's what's going through his head.
I like a big pizza pie that's amore.
Whip.
Samore.
Oh shit, I don't know Italian.
Bells will ring.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Blah, blah, blah. How much are his underarms sweating right now?
When he takes that suit off, his shirt is going to be drenched underneath. Drenched.
His balls have to be sweating.
His fucking tidy whities are soaking through his
pants. He has a drip of sweat going down his butt crack.
You know when you're nervous and you first start getting that drop of sweat in the small of your back? And then it starts growing and growing. And this guy is soaked.
It's a puddle that just warms.
He went from his body went really hot to start sweating. And then he gets the cold sweats and he gets real cold all of a sudden. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, God. And then he realizes he's cold, but he's still sweating. And that makes him nervous again. So he gets warmer again.
I don't think my knees work right now.
Dennis has a good point in the chat. He goes, he used all his energy to say his name. All of it. And then that's it. That's all I got.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
He's not even moving his arms. He's so nervous.
Western Eagles had a good point. He used all the energy in his name. It's like those people that call in and still do Baba Booey. If you let them keep talking, they have nothing else. Like, and Howard Stern rules. I mean, it's good, I guess. My favorite is the humming. My favorite's the humming when he forgets.
You're in love.
You're in love.
He's singing to that song like how I sing.
Unless this was live TV, why wouldn't they do a take two?
I don't know.
Why didn't you take two?
I think it was like a show for students. That's what it sounds like. That crazy bitch is mumbling at the beginning.
Public ass. Maybe it was public access.
Yeah, public ass.
Public asses.
He's singing along.
Shit.
He's singing along to this, like how I sing along to a Red Hot Chili Pepper song.
Oh, but one of the related videos, Dutch, one of the related videos is Worst Church Singer Ever.
Well, this song is going to be one that has made me pretty famous over the last few years. It has took me a lot of places. I didn't think I would be looking for a city guy.
Yeah, I've never heard this. What is this?
But this is years old. New Year's Eve 2002.
Oh, this isn't the original.
I didn't know you was
going to
start out with
it. Oh, no.
Oh, it's so lost.
This is even better than the original video. The original video was
Go ahead, Dutch.
I was just going to say the original video, this guy doesn't know the difference between, he doesn't know like how to hide being a higher register or doing it falsetto.
Oh no.
Right. So he does an entire song and he, I think this is his response to it because like this song may be famous. He doesn't understand how viral videos work.
Right.
Cause this isn't the original one, but I'm sure this is just as good. So keep playing.
City built above, looking for a city. Where I'll never die. Where the saint and millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our love is true.
You guys have seen this?
Holy Spirit, our home dream, looking for a city.
He's fucking killing it.
Where we'll never die. Where the saint and millions never say goodbye. There we'll meet our Savior and our love was true.
Up.
He's so good.
Never die. Where the city millions.
This is. Did they get the piano player from every 1800s Old West?
I was gonna say it's like from a saloon.
Ragtime piano.
Ring ding 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 ding.
It's like if a pig was squealing to it.
God, he's also wearing jeans that probably used to fit him 40 years ago, but they don't anymore.
I
so
know.
They're squeezing his stomach.
I was totally watching his crotch for too long.
Come, Holy Spirit, pour our homes renew.
No, did he just back kick?
Oh, a city.
He took a drink in the middle of a line.
Where we'll never die.
By the way, you've gotten way further in this video than I ever did.
He's really good.
Never say goodbye. There will be no
Savior. Never wanted an Islamic bomber run into a church. Dude, I saw this years. How old is this video? You might have had the visual one.
This is 2012.
He sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
He sounds like if you ran a lawnmower over 10 cats' tails.
Why hasn't anybody burned down every church in America yet? Do you
just to find that guy?
He's got to be at one of them, right?
Dude, yeah, I know.
He's crushing
it. I thought we talked about this on the show, but apparently not. None of you guys have ever seen this before.
I have not seen that. Why didn't anyone stop him?
You're a little pitchy, dog. Oh, by the way, we got to get out of here. But real quick, did you know the lady who played the voice of Babe and of Tommy on Rugrats died? Or Chucky on Rugrats died today?
Dexter's Laboratory.
And Dexter's Laboratory as well. Yeah, she died today.
Aw, so sad.
Yep.
If I had it pulled up, I would play the Who the Hell Cares clip, but I don't have it. So.
Oh, okay.
I watched Dexter's Laboratory today.
I didn't ever watch that show, so.
No. We want more sports guys yelling. That's what Dutch cares about, sports yelling.
Oh, so that's what you're going to sit there and clown me up.
I'm comfortable.
Who gives a fuck about fucking Dexter's Lab?
Who gives a fuck about sports gambling in Washington?
I do, because I gamble a lot.
Boobies.
Hey, you're just bitter because you lost the league. Hey, that's Royce, not why
I'm
you better?
I'm bitter for many other reasons, but that wouldn't be the reason I'd better. I am better than you because I got more botches on the botch list than anybody.
That is correct. D, why are you better?
Because boobies!
You can't have it every week, by the way.
I haven't. I haven't used that since I started.
If you don't come in strong in 2015...
I feel like I can end the year with it. You know, just because boobies.
If you don't come in strong...
I was speaking on the botch list.
I'm going to relegate you to 15 sentences per show.
Okay. I like a big
alright. Mitch, why are you better?
I am better than you because I will get naked for you even if you don't want me to.
He took mine!
Marie, why are you better?
Because the pen is still mightier than the sword.
Sean, why are you better?
I am better than you because this year I gave you all spaceweather.com.
That did happen this year.
That should be a drop for any time I mention spaceweather.com.
There you go.
Sorry, Dutch. I apologize. Go ahead.
And I'm better than you because he still uses hands. It's the greatest thing in the world. Hands. Uses hands. 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 I hate myself.
I hate.
Do you want me to finish this or not?
No, go ahead. I lowered it.
All right, so, thanks for listening for the entire year, you guys. MoreLikeRadio.com. We're going to have new, fun, awesome things in 2015.
We are?
Yeah. Are we going to be on next week?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I plan to.
It's no holiday next week.
I can't see why wouldn't be.
Why wouldn't we be?
So. Okay, cool. I just, yeah, things seem to line up, or we're not missing a week, I guess, on DNR. Yep. All right, you guys.
Holidays are over.
You get no break.
We get no break. We'll see you guys next week.
And more to me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.